Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another podcast episode. And I know it's been a week about since I last posted, and I apologize for those of you who have been waiting so kindly for my next episode to come out. And I appreciate it very much if you're still here. I know I did say that I was going to try to make more content more regularly because to feed my audience, those of you listening, and not to keep you just waiting in the dark like this. And so I apologize if I kept you waiting too long. But of course I do, as I mentioned time and time again, I like to draw my content from inspiration from things that I consume or see out there in the world. So I bring to you another episode that I have drawn from inspiration from The Office, the show The Office. It's perhaps one of my favorite shows of all time. It's very entertaining, it's just very good entertainment. I enjoy it a lot. But I find myself, just because, being an overthinker and all, I evaluate the characters as if they were real, and I often respond out loud to some of the things that I see on the show, but I don't actually make a lot of content that I record and write and produce out there to share my thoughts of The Office and their characters with the rest of the world. And today we're going to be doing that because this is something that I've drawn inspiration from, and I'm gonna kind of try to shape it into a What Would You Do episode. And this is a, for those of you who aren't familiar with this, it's a very sort of, I haven't posted many episodes. I think this is just gonna be my second episode of the What Would You Do series for my podcast, where I sort of basically bring up two sort of different options that you could choose from in a sort of real life situation. And I ask my audience, what would you guys do if you were in this situation between those two choices? What would you choose? And oftentimes these are scenarios that even I have some trouble coming to a conclusion with because I think it's a bit of a difficult question to answer. And so the what would you do situation that I have to pose today for my listeners is choosing between honesty and etiquette. Now, what immediately comes to mind for me is to always be honest. And honesty is so important to me, and I stress it so much because I think this world could always use more honesty. This world could always use more people who tell the truth and don't lie and don't pretend and aren't fake and they don't front, right? I mean, any person who has spent a decent amount of time on Earth, probably, unless you're one of these people, you're probably tired of having to deal with fake people. You're probably tired of dealing with liars. You're probably tired of people who pretend, right? Whether they know something, they pretend to know something, or they pretend to be this expert, or they pretend to just, whatever it is, right? All of those are forms of dishonesty, where people just aren't being transparent, when people are not telling the truth. And as you can tell by the way I'm presenting this, I am very passionate about pushing people being honest. And of course, whatever it is that I try to push out there, whatever messages, whatever motivation I put out there, it's always something that I try to emulate as well, which is why I myself always try to be honest 100% of the time. But being honest doesn't necessarily mean being rude, right? So the what would you do question that I have today, again, between choosing honesty and etiquette, is something like this. Let me give you an example. When your friend, let's say a female friend, she tries on a pair of pants, or she tries on a shirt, whatever, and you probably see where I'm going with this, and she asks you, because you are her good friend, and she trusts you in your judgment, she asks you, "Do I look fat in this outfit?" This is a situation where you would kind of have to weigh your options of honesty or etiquette. And I'm not saying they're mutually exclusive. I'm not saying you can't be both, which is really the answer that I'm trying to push here. But for instance, here's what I'm trying to analyze and pose a question of is if would it be appropriate? Like, let's say you genuinely think your friend looks fat in whatever outfit she's wearing. Do you simply tell her the honest truth? Like, "Oh, yeah, you do look fat." Like, that might come off as stinging or insulting, and it might hurt her, right? But that is the truth. That's how you see it, and you're being honest. So that's good, right? But if it hurts her, if it insults her, or if she finds it offensive, was it really worth it? Now, at the same time, if you go completely the other end and choose etiquette over honesty, and let's say you genuinely think she looks fat in that outfit, but you're like, no, you look great. You look amazing. You look perfect. You should wear that outfit. You look great in it. But deep down inside, you feel like she looks fat. But because of etiquette, you want to say something polite. You want to say something nice to her. And so you tell her she looks fine, she looks perfect, she looks amazing, and she should wear that outfit. So if you look at either scenario, which one is the better outcome? Being brutally honest and potentially hurting her feelings, or being polite but not telling the truth? And what I would do in this situation is find a way that doesn't sacrifice honesty as well as doesn't sacrifice etiquette. And so if I genuinely think she looks fat in her outfit, I might say something along the lines of, I don't think it's your best outfit. Or truthfully, and I'm saying this because I care about you, I think your outfit makes you look a little bigger than how you truly are. And notice how the way I'm phrasing it, it's not me denying the truth of what I truly think, right? But at the same time, I am not being brutal about it. I'm not saying, yeah, you look fat or you look disgusting. Never wear that outfit again. I'm not saying it like that. I'm delivering the truth in a polite way. And so, really, that's what I think is the best sort of outcome in this situation. And when I put it to you this way, it's probably not even a difficult question to answer. Which one would you choose, honesty or etiquette? They're not mutually exclusive, as I said before, and you can be both in a way that I just demonstrated, right? And what I drew inspiration from The Office was this a particular situation between Pam and Ryan, and you might not know who these characters are, you might not watch the show. And so let me try to explain it in a way for somebody who doesn't watch the show and doesn't know who they are. Ryan and Pam are basically kind of new salespeople. Let's put it to you this way. This is something from season 5. And this is where I'm at. I've been binge watching a lot of The Office lately. And so Pam and Ryan are two sort of new salespeople. And I say sort of because it's a bit more complicated than that. They're kind of new salespeople to Dunder Mifflin, which is this paper company. And their clients, or their, at the end of the day, even though they're two salespeople, both of them, Michael Scott, who is their boss, he has to choose only one of them to remain a salesperson, and the other one has to do something else. I don't know what. I haven't gotten to that point yet because I just stopped the episode and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to talk about this in my podcast. And so both of them are kind of new salespeople, but one of them is going to remain a salesperson. The other one's probably going to end up being something else. And being the salesperson is probably the better position. They want to both be there, but Ryan says, you know what, Pam, I think you should be the salesperson. You really grew into it. And that was a nice gesture. I think he spoke it from the heart, and he was trying to be nice and cede the position to Pam. But what Pam ends up doing is she pauses for a second and she's like, oh. And after a couple moments of silence passes, she's like, no, I think you should have the position. You know, you've changed a lot and blah, 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 blah. And that's what kind of got me a little frustrated, right? And you might think, whoa, Lucas, how do you get upset about something like that? And the reason I get frustrated in that situation is, if you take a look at this particular scene and you notice and you look at how Pam responds with the O and the moments of silence she takes and how she responds to Ryan, I am not convinced that her response is genuinely how she feels about the situation. And I could be wrong about this, but what I'm trying to address is forsaking how she truly feels in exchange for being polite. Right? When somebody says something nice, or when somebody offers to do something nice for you, in this case, Ryan offers Pam the position to be a salesperson. He says, you know what? I think you should be the salesperson. You can have the position, right? And perhaps the socially correct, quote unquote, thing to do is be like, no, you have the position, right? You can take it. Like to deny, like, you know, when there's a last cookie on a plate, people at the table, they refuse it. They're like, "You have the last cookie." No, you have the last cookie, right? That's like the socially correct thing to do. You don't just take it, right? So when Ryan offered Pam the position, Pam wasn't just like, "Yeah, I'll be the salesperson. You can just go be something else." So perhaps she did the socially correct thing to do by refusing to just outright take it and offer it back to Ryan. But that's what got me frustrated is because I care about the truth so much, I don't want people just saying things because it's socially correct, if that makes any sense. Like, I'm not saying Pam should just be brutally honest, and if she truly wants the position and doesn't think Ryan should have it, I'm not saying she should just step all over him and be like, "You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna take the position. I think I'll do a better job than you." Like, I don't think that's polite, even if that's how you truly feel. I think, again, there is a way of having both honesty and social politeness in one outcome. I don't feel like Pam was being genuine with her return. If it was a genuine thought, right, the moment Ryan says, "You know what, I think you should have the position," Pam would have immediately responded with, No, Ryan, I think you should have the position. You know, you really changed a lot." But she didn't respond immediately. She paused and hesitated, and then the way her facial expressions and gestures played out on TV, it didn't look genuine. And that's what got me frustrated, because I care that much about honesty. Don't just say things or pretend to believe in something just because you're trying to be socially correct or polite. Find a middle ground between what you truly feel and what is socially polite. That's what I'm trying to drive home. I know it probably sounded like I repeated myself a couple times there, but that's really the message that I'm trying to deliver in my podcast today. Is there is a way of being both honest and socially correct or socially polite. Please use that route. Because both, I think more actually, I would say honesty still is more important than being polite. If you had to lean towards one over the other, I would argue that honesty is more important. In other words, let's go back to the example I used earlier. If your friend asks you if she looks fat in her outfit, it would be better for you to be brutally honest than for you to lie to her face. That's what I'm arguing right now. That's what I believe in. That's how much I care about honesty. Even if you forsake social etiquette, which you ideally wouldn't, it is still more important to be honest than to lie. That's my mantra, that's my firm belief. Like, this world could just use more honesty. Like, think about it this way too, right? You're this person's friend. Do you become friends with liars? Do you become friends with people who are fake to your face? Do you become friends with people who you can't trust? You probably don't, right? Or if you do, well, you're probably one of those same people, or you're trolling and you're not taking this question seriously, right? That's honesty is important. Honesty in any good relationship of any kind, whether you're friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, fiance, boss to employee, coworker, whatever it is, in any relationship, honesty, open, honest communication is important to have. If you can't be honest with each other, you can't trust each other. And if you can't trust each other, then you can't work together. And you can't have each other's backs, and then your relationship means nothing. And that could be a lot worse depending on what your relationship is. Between coworkers, yeah, maybe less severe than if you're husband and wife and you can't be honest with each other. Honesty is so important. Okay. So, yeah, it's about 1:30. Well, not that doesn't make sense. It's 1:30 a.m. I was about to say 1:30 a.m. That doesn't make sense. And I just thought I'd get on my podcast and make this episode. Hopefully, you found it a little insightful. Hopefully this got your brain jogging, right? Because that's also part of why I produce the content that I do, is to open people's eyes and minds and ears open, or that doesn't make sense. Basically, to open people's eyes, minds, and ears to perspectives, beliefs, ideas that might be foreign to them or things that they haven't thought of. That's why I like to say thought-provoking is my content, because I like to get people thinking and on these thought trains to sort of become more open-minded to the possibilities and different ideas out there that exist, and to possibly even change a perspective that they might have clung to too firmly. Now, that's again, I'm not perfect. I'm a human being. I am not always right. No matter how much I firmly believe in something, that doesn't mean I'm right. That requires your own due diligence, your own, effort in thinking, right? This is something that all my content, every single piece of content that I produce, no one should ever just blindly follow it. Nobody should ever just say, because Lucas said this, I'm gonna do it, and I will do it blindly. No one should ever do that to anybody, not even just me. That is dangerous. People need to learn to think for themselves. You can agree with something right off the bat. You can find something that I say insightful, and you can be like, yes, this is motivation, yes, this makes sense, but you have to do some thinking beyond that. Don't just take a person's advice for granted, and don't just take it and consume it and blindly follow it without doing some due thinking on your own. That's something that I always talk about, because not everybody you listen to always has the best advice, and that's where you come in, and that's where you think for yourself, and that's when you think, okay, is this good advice or not? Does this person know what they're talking about or not? And so, I think that was a solid 16 minutes. I'm not going to include a couple stars for this because it wasn't really a huge deal. But thank you for listening. As always, I do appreciate your continued support and listenership. Always, thank you very much. And again, I apologize for being radio silent for about a week. Hopefully, the intervals between my content production aren't as large in the future. And so, with that said, again, thank you, and I will see you all next time. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.